Look, accusing someone of stealing is a serious thing. And especially if you're just accusing them of stealing only based on the fact that they have less money than you. In this story, a rich girl accuses a poor classmate of stealing simply because they are poor. This is a pretty crazy one, so strap in and let's jump right into the story. So we're going to call the subscriber who submitted this story Olivia. So in Olivia's class, there was a spoiled rich girl who we're going to call Sarah. Anyways, for the longest time, or at least as long as Olivia can remember, Sarah has always been the one who had the nicer X, the nicer Y, the nicer whatever. Her clothes look nicer, even from the beginning of kindergarten. Olivia's known Sarah for quite a while, but even from kindergarten, she was driven in the nicer car, or I guess the nicest car out of all of them. She always had the nicest clothes. She always had the nicest whatever, right? When they would talk about what they were doing on when they were going home for vacation or break or whatever, she would always have the most extravagant whatever that they were doing. And Sarah would always go into quite painstaking detail to remind each and every single one of them that they were inferior and that she was the one, you know, who was, you know, they were the peasants and she was the queen. So one day, Sarah comes into class and she has a new purse. So it was kind of like, it was sixth grade. So this is where girls were really starting to like, you know, discover makeup, discover outfits, dresses, stuff like that. Kind of the more, not adult fashion, but definitely high school fashion. And it was starting to become really cool for a lot of the girls in sixth grade. So Olivia did not have a purse, but she had a standard backpack, as everyone in school had a backpack. Sarah was the only one to come in with a purse. And the purse that she came in was one of the like expensive, obvious designer ones. Like, you guys will find that there are a lot of clothing items out there and personal accessory items out there, shoes, bags, whatever. There are two kind of types of expensive ones. Some of them are really expensive because they're, you know, painstakingly made, extreme attention to detail, etc. And others might have some of those qualities, but they are expensive because you know the brand. Gucci, Louis Vuitton, something like that, right? So sure enough, Sarah came in with one of those types of purses. All the girls in the class were immediately like, oh my God, do you see Sarah? She has the, I don't know, the new whatever is the popular fashion brand purse. I heard that goes for a lot of money and a lot of money in general, but especially when it comes to these kids, anything above $10 is a lot of money, which I distinctly remember those days in middle school. I would do anything for a dollar bill. I was like, hell yeah, bro, I got $2 in my pocket. I'm rich. But anyways, right? So yeah, sure enough, everyone's talking about it. And Sarah is basking in the glory. So as Sarah basks in the glory, she does something that is kind of definitely a big jerk move. So not only does Sarah just bask in the glory herself, she also, you know, kind of takes an opportunity to put herself above other people. So Olivia comes from a relatively middle class household, but a kind of, if you look at, you know, standard curve or whatever, she's on the lower, so she's lower middle class, right? Her needs are met, food is there, there's heating in the house, and she gets transported to school, right? And her books are paid for, so she's doing well, right? But definitely, you know, the school in general was more middle class, upper middle class, and Sarah was like rich, right? Rich, rich. But she was on the lower middle class section, and she felt it sometimes. She would feel it talking about how her vacations were always just going back home and staying at home. Nothing wrong with going home. In fact, that's what I'm doing for my winter vacation. I love being back with my family. However, it's definitely, I'm sure, in middle school and even in high school and college, if you're with your friends and they just continuously talk about, I'm going to X location, I'm going to have so much fun in Y, right, location, then if you're going to say, yeah, I'm going home for the 100th time, right, I can definitely understand why that would be, you know, a little disappointing. And maybe sleepovers at other people's houses kind of reminds you, well, I enjoy my house, but it's nothing like this person's house. Comparison is the thief of joy. If you have to take one thing away from this video, that is a great quote to have. But anyways, Sarah does something pretty bad. So Olivia has a very normal backpack. No one else has a purse besides Sarah, but Olivia has a backpack. And the backpack, granted, is a little bit beat up. I know that I've had the same backpack, at least in middle school. I had like the same backpack for almost the entire time, and it was all beat up and torn up. But as a guy, generally, there's not as much emphasis on, you know, the quality of clothes or how expensive or nice your things look. In fact, if you come in with anything that looks too nice, people are going to be like, why didn't you make that scruffed up before? Like, why didn't you scruff up your shoes? You're supposed to do that. You're supposed to come in with like ripped up, torn up stuff. That's just kind of how it works with a lot of guys, and at least in my personal experience. But Olivia had a backpack that was a little bit scruffed up or whatever. So Sarah walks over to Olivia, and she like places, like she sits down right next to her and places her bag, like the big fancy, well, let's say the Gucci bag, just I don't know what it was, but let's say it was a Gucci bag or something like that, puts it on the desk. And Sarah put like her book bag, Sarah still brought in a backpack, right? She literally put in a few pencils into the Gucci bag to basically excuse her bringing in a Gucci bag. She literally just wanted to bring in the Gucci bag to flex it, right? So she sits next to Olivia, and Sarah looks over at Olivia, making sure that everyone is paying attention because people watched her as she walked in. She looks over at Olivia and is like, that backpack you have looks a little scruffed up. You should get a purse like this. And you guys might be thinking, well, that's not really a harmful comment. She didn't mean that with spite. First of all, Sarah definitely said this intentionally. And second of all, yes, this is a harmful comment because first of all, not everyone can get a new backpack, right? Not everyone can get another bag or whatever. But especially nobody in this class, and especially Olivia, right? Especially Olivia could get the Gucci bag or whatever. So obviously this comment was made literally just to kind of remind everyone that Sarah could get something that others could not. So this is where things get interesting. So Sarah is like flaunting the bag, making sure that everybody sees it or whatever, doing all that kind of stuff. And the day goes on. And so Olivia has a few classes with Sarah, and Sarah is a little late to the class they have after lunch. And Olivia's a little confused because at least in middle school, and I don't know about your middle school, but at least in my middle school, really nobody was late to class. No one really skips class back then. If they did, it was a pretty big punishment, so that was a reason for people not to. And also, what are they going to do? Sit in the bathroom and play Subway Surfers? Dude, you can already ask to go to the bathroom when you're in class. Like, you can do that anyways and not get in trouble. But anyways, Sarah comes into class late, like 5 minutes late or whatever. And she looks all stressed out. Her hair is a little frazzled. She's all like, I don't know, freaking out or whatever. And she comes in and she basically interrupts class. She's like, someone stole my purse. Someone stole my purse. So basically what happened is Sarah put her purse somewhere. She put it down somewhere when she went to lunch. I guess she didn't want to bring it to lunch just in case there was a chance that herself or someone else would eat too messily and spill something on her purse. So instead of bringing her purse to lunch, she put it away somewhere. And, you know, when she came back from lunch, the purse was gone. So yeah, she was pretty frazzled about this because this was like the first day of having her super fancy expensive purse. And it definitely is not right to steal something, but also whenever you have something, if you were to have something that was expensive like that, to flaunt it to everyone and to really, really focus on the dynamic of I have something that you don't have and you want this. Yeah, I'm not going to say it definitely is not right that someone stole it, but you're increasing your odds of having your item robbed. Just basic human dynamics, and it's good to be aware of it. Not saying it's right, just saying it's a reality. So sure enough, Sarah is like starting to freak out, and she's like, oh man, this is like, oh my, like, and then eventually she turns to which one of you guys stole it. So yeah, immediately goes on like thinking, which one of you guys stole my purse? So she thinks about it for a second. And she thinks about, you know, oh, I do remember this morning I sat down next to Olivia and I talked to her about how wouldn't it be nice if she had a new purse like mine because her backpack is so rough and beat up. And I know for a fact that Olivia could not afford anything like my purse. And as Sarah's thinking this, she realizes or she believes that she has come to the undeniable conclusion that Olivia stole her purse. So instead of confronting Olivia directly, saying, I think you stole my purse, Sarah decides to instead start spreading around a rumor to everybody that Olivia is a thief and stole her purse. Olivia doesn't even know this until the next class period when this like girl she sits next to is like, she sits next to this girl And this girl is like, why would you steal Sarah's purse? And Olivia is just so off, taken off guard. She's like, what? Like, what do you mean? And she's like, yeah, Sarah's been telling everyone that you stole her purse. Like, why don't you give it back to her? And Olivia is just looking at her with this look of pure confusion. Like, I just don't understand what you're saying. And so the girl's like, oh, so you didn't steal it. And Olivia's like, yeah, no, why would I steal it? First of all, I am fine with my backpack. I don't need a purse. And second of all, if you guys saw me walking around with a Gucci purse, you know I wouldn't be able to afford that, and you know it would be Sarah's, especially if she just had one stolen. Like, that is the goofiest thing I've ever heard. So yeah, sure enough, Olivia realizes, and she says, did Sarah just tell you? And the girl's like, no, I heard it from someone else. Apparently Sarah's telling everyone. So Olivia's like, oh my God, whatever. So after class, Olivia finds Sarah and confronts her. And she's like, Sarah, why are you telling people that I stole your bag? And that's when Sarah looks at her with this kind of look of like, I know what you did. And Sarah says, I know it's you. I'm just waiting for you to confess to me. I don't have to come to you when you did something wrong. And Olivia looks at her like, what are you even talking about? I didn't do anything. Why do you think it's me? And Sarah goes on to say, I know that it was you because you were looking at my bag today. And you definitely wanted it. And I know that out of everyone, you were the least able to get the purse. And Olivia's like, yeah, I was looking at it because you sat next to me and started talking to me and pointed to your purse. You drew attention to it. I was simply looking at what you drew attention to. I don't want your purse. And Sarah, don't you think it'd be a little weird if I came in the next day with a Gucci purse that you know that very well that I cannot afford and you just had one stolen? Don't you think that that would be a little bit obvious? And Sarah's like, yeah, I thought more of you too. But you know what? The truth will come out in time and then we'll see. And Sarah walks away. So Olivia at this point is like, are you serious right now? Like, not only am I being accused of something I didn't do, but I like confronted Sarah and she just does not believe me. Her evidence is that I'm poor. Like, that's literally her evidence right now, which is ridiculous. And it is so ridiculous that the secret word of the day is going to be Sarah. I sometimes use the names. I don't always use it. So comment Sarah if you made it this far into the video. Also, all these videos are on Spotify. If you prefer the Spotify experience or you want to complement with the YouTube experience, in the pinned comment down below. And if you are one of the lovely Spotify listeners, make sure you rated the podcast 5 stars. And finally, if you are a YouTube listener, the best thing you can possibly do is to binge watch the channel, aka watch as many videos as you possibly can. Let me know in the comment section down below how many videos you've watched today. And also tell me in the comment section what you do while watching my videos. I'm genuinely curious. So anyways, Olivia has a problem on her hands. Because at this point, the next day comes around and everyone at school, it feels like Olivia walks in and every single eye is on, like just everyone is watching her. So, you know, Olivia already knows what this is about. She knows it's because Sarah has spread word that she's a thief, and now everyone thinks bad of her, even though the only crime she committed was existing with a lower income than Sarah, which is so ridiculous. So, she was actually, you know, about 20 minutes into class, you know, Olivia was pulled out by one of the administrators. So everyone looks at her. It's so embarrassing and so awkward because Olivia already knows this is going to probably be about her, quote unquote, stealing something that she didn't steal. And everyone in class who now thinks that she's like, you know, they think that she's a thief now has even more reason to believe it because she's being pulled out of class. So Olivia, kind of annoyingly, like annoyed at this, gets up, walks out of class and is like, yes. And the administrator's like, can we just speak with you for a minute? It's involving a recent theft and we're wondering if you could help us out. And Olivia's like, okay, sure. You know what? I'll be helpful. I'll clear my name. I don't really care. So Olivia goes with the administrator. They walk to some office and they sit down and the principal's there. And they're like, hey, Olivia, like, you know, if you haven't already heard, there's a pretty like serious situation where one of our students has lost a very valuable item. And Olivia's like, yes, Sarah's handbag. I know she's going around accusing me just because she showed it off to me flexed on me and thinks that I stole it because I am poor. And the principal's like, well, we just wanted to, you were someone who was aware of it. We just want to get a full picture. Basically, I think the principal was like, we don't want to make it look like that we're just going, accusing you based on the fact that you're poor, but that's basically what we're doing here. So yeah, Olivia ends up answering their questions, does whatever, and they say like, you know, we're going to do a locker search very soon. If it's in there and you're lying to us, like, it would be so much easier if you just tell us the truth. And Olivia's like, I have been telling the truth. And I encourage you to do a locker search because you will find nothing and my word will stand. So they're like, okay, well, just giving you a heads up that, like, you're not telling the truth. You know, tell the truth now. You'll get a lesser sentence for whatever. It'll make this easier. We'll go easier on you. And Olivia's like, I already told you I didn't steal anything. Yeah, Olivia's pretty mad. So Olivia walks back into class, like 20 minutes later. There's like 10 minutes left of class. And she wouldn't have even done this, but the administrator was like, the staff was very like, or the principal at least was very much like, okay, I know you still have 10 minutes of class. Go back to class. Do not skip it. You will get in trouble. And she's like, oh my God. Because it's so embarrassing now. She has to walk back into class after everyone sees her gets pulled out and they're all like, oh my God, she just got arrested. She's being sentenced to life. OMG. I don't know, sixth graders, man. What can you say? So she gets back into class. Everyone's eyes lock onto her as she walks back to her seat. And she's just like, this is some BS, bro. This is ridiculous. So when she walks back, there is a locker search. And it's not just a locker search of Olivia. Look, I understand the idea of privacy, but school is not necessarily a private place, right? You go to school, and I don't think the school can search through your bag, but they can look into your locker. And yeah, let's just say that Sarah's purse was found. But it was not found in Olivia's locker, because she didn't steal it. Because the locker search was not just done on Olivia's locker. The locker search was done school-wide. Let me also say that the purse was not in Sarah's locker either. I could definitely see how some of you guys might have been thinking that Sarah just wanted to stir up some controversy and drama and hide her purse in her own locker to make it seem like someone wanted her purse so bad that they would go to the extent of stealing it. Knowing Sarah's character, I definitely would not have put that past her, but that is not what happened. Because here's the thing. When Sarah was intentionally flaunting and flexing her purse, she didn't only intentionally flaunt and flex it to Olivia and other people that were near Olivia, she flexed it to everyone. And she accidentally made someone so envious and so jealous that they decided to steal it. And this person was one of the last people that Sarah would have ever imagined. So anyways, after class, Sarah's in this class too with Olivia, and she's just looking at Olivia the whole time like, I know you stole my purse or whatever. So after class, Olivia, Sarah, and everyone walks out. And who do they see? A bunch of administrators. And who is with the administrators? One of Sarah's close personal friends, Lily. Sarah and Lily have had many sleepovers. They sit together at the lunch table together. And when Olivia walks out, she is very confused why they see why Lily's there. The staff and administrators do not say anything to Olivia. They do not say, Olivia, I need you to stay with us. I need you to stay for a second. I need you to ask some questions. None of that. They don't even acknowledge Olivia's presence. But Olivia is going to get to the bottom of this. So Olivia kind of like pretends to do something, looks through her backpack, like is pretending to tie her shoe, but is really just listening in on the situation. So they say, Sarah, can you wait here for a second? And she's like, okay. And one of the administrators hands her purse. And Sarah's like, oh my God, thank you so much for finding it. Where did you find it? And they look at each other, and then they look back at Lily, Sarah's close personal friend. And Sarah's kind of looking at Lily, and she's kind of like thinking to herself, well, Lily just happens to be here. I don't totally know why, but why can't you guys tell me who it is? And so Sarah says, oh, so wait, who took it? Like, whose locker did you find it in? And the administrators kind of look at each other, and the principal says, Sarah, I think you and your friend Lily